This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Hour number two, Freedom Convoy spreading around the world. Spread it, baby. The Canadian truckers have saved us. The Canadian truckers have let the world know what freedom looks like, that you gotta fight for it. I can't even believe that America did not lead the way on this. I can't believe that someone in America didn't think of blockading Washington, D.C. with 18-wheeler trucks. But I'm sure it's coming. And whatever we do, even if it's inspired by Canada, we always do it bigger and better than our northern neighbors or our southern neighbors. Can you imagine that Canadians are showing the world how to do it and we're lagging behind? The answer is so simple. It's all about my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You've got to protest. You've got to strike. You've got to boycott. And I'll add one now. The truckers have taught me a lesson. You've got to blockade. You got to cut off the bridges. You got to cut off the borders. You got to cut off the capitals. And all, certainly the deep blue state capitals of America need to be blockaded. And you got to also cut off everything. Everything. All commerce. And demand the vaccine and mask mandates end. And until they do, you're not budging. That's what we all need to do. And we need to go in the streets, and we need to be screaming and high-fiving and celebrating with the truckers. And that's what they're doing in Ottawa. Millions coming out to celebrate the truckers. This is the way it's got to be done. The Freedom Convoy is triumphing. Triumphing. Canada's Freedom Convoy trucker protest continue today as mandates and vaccine passport systems and other coronavirus restrictions began falling in provinces around the country, including Alberta, Saskatchewan, Quebec, and Prince Edward Island. Premier Jason Kenney of Alberta, scene of a vigorous Freedom Convoy protest at a vital border crossing with the United States, announced the end of its vaccine passports on Tuesday in a remorseful news conference that described pandemic restrictions as a source of terrible division. Now is the time to begin learning to live with coronavirus, Kenny said. We cannot remain at a heightened state of emergency forever. We have to begin to heal. The threat of COVID-19 to public health no longer outweighs the hugely damaging impact of health restrictions. We are well positioned to live with this virus. And so it's time, folks. Everybody realized at once. And if the Canadian people, who are so much more nice and peaceful and well-mannered and listen to orders and never break rules than the American people, come on, we're a bunch of hoodlums who descended from all the people of the world who wanted revolution, all the people that are willing to kill to come to America, all the people that are willing to die on the journey to America, and the killers in World War I and World War II. We have saved the world time and time again because we are so good at defending our people, so good at fighting wars and waging wars. We are the warrior people, the American people. No one in the world can fight us in a war, except if you've killed the entire military with vaccines. And it's pretty obvious that's happening. We now have the evidence that cancers are exploding in the military, heart attacks exploding in the military, strokes exploding in the military. The list of diseases and illnesses and crippling, devastating, impactful events to people in the military who are young and previously healthy is very, very frightening. Kind of canary in the coal mine look at what must be happening in America, but they won't release the real numbers. We know from the insurance companies that the deaths are skyrocketing across America. Non-COVID deaths are skyrocketing. People are dropping dead in droves. What is it going to take for America to wake up? How many people in the media are going to drop dead before you finally admit you've made a mistake? Yeah, are you going to wait till 5 Fox News hosts die? Are you going to wait till 5 CNN hosts die? Are you going to wait till young, healthy Democrat politicians drop dead by the hundreds? We already have a United States Senator, 49 years old, from New Mexico, Democrat. I believe his last name is Lujan. And he had a stroke and had major brain surgery last week. He screwed up all the Democrats' plans. They can't pass anything now because they had a 50-50 tie and Kamala broke the tie. So they thought they could pass everything they wanted, 51-50. Except now they lost Lujan to a stroke and brain surgery. It'll be weeks before he's back. And while he's not there, it's not a 50-50 tie. It's 50-49 in favor of the GOP. And all Kamala could do is vote for a tie. You can't pass anything. Isn't that ironic? You know Lujan's vaccinated. You know he's young, and you know he had a stroke, just like the members of the military. And it's not just that we found out that the members of the military have massive cancer and strokes and heart attacks and endocrine system diseases and immune system diseases, and the list goes on and on. It's not just that. It's that they're changing the data as we speak. They're changing it so it doesn't look like the data that the whistleblowers came forward with, which means what we've really got here is mass murder and a massive cover-up. And I've said it before on the show. It's like my friend 25, 30 years ago, whatever it was. Let me think what year it was. It was probably 1986, I'll say. So this is 2022. So 6 and... 1, 19, and 1 is 3. 36 years ago. 36 years ago, I started my first business and owned my first company, and I had like 50 employees, and one of them stole from me, and I knew it was him. Doesn't matter how I knew. Everybody went to lunch except him, and when I got back, my office door had been left open, and somebody had stolen $1,000 out of my desk drawer, and the only one there was him. So it's not like I'm a brain surgeon, but I just knew he did it. It was obvious he did it. I could read it on his face. He did it. He was the only one with access. And I've reported this before on this story on the show. You know, he was so over the top in his denials. It was the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. He was crying. He was screaming. He was pacing back and forth. I can't believe you'd accuse me. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I would never do that. And it was so over the top that I knew he did it. And then 30 years later, so now I realize it was about 30 years later, a few years ago, he called me on the phone and he said, Wayne, after all these years, I have terrible guilt. I did it. And I said, you did what? You mean you stole the money? Yes, I stole the money. I knew that's what he was talking about. As the first words out of his mouth, I did it. After years of denying it, he finally said, I did it. So I knew he meant the money. He admitted he stole $1,000. He had such terrible guilt over it. Not so much guilt, by the way, that he mailed me back my $1,000, by the way. But he told me he did it, and he had to get it off his chest. And to me, that's the story of the COVID vaccine lies. They've gone so deep down the rabbit hole, there's no way to now just say, oops, we were all wrong, we're sorry, but everyone's going to die. They can't say that. Millions will die. Thousands have died. Millions more could die or be crippled. I'm sorry, but we got it wrong. Nobody wants to say that, admit they were wrong and they caused the death of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people. You're called a mass murderer and they drag you off to Guantanamo and you get the death penalty. So, you know, it's not that easy to say, you know what? I've been telling you that the vaccine is great for a year now, and I lied about everything, or I was wrong about everything. It's not easy to do. This guy lied for 30 years. Once a year, he would call me and ask how I'm doing and how's my family, and I'd say, I know you stole it. And he'd say, no, I didn't. I did not do it. I can't believe you're still saying that. He denied for 30 years till finally he confessed that he did it. And I'm telling you, the people who are in deep with COVID cannot turn around now in their minds and say, I'm sorry, we were wrong. The COVID vaccine is actually killing a lot of people. They just don't know how to say that. Because it's a terrible thing to say. It's an awful thing to say. It's a deadly thing to say. And it could result in you being shamed and losing everything you've got. Being sued by everyone. Being fired. Losing your income. Losing your assets. Or going to jail for the rest of your life. Or getting the death penalty. Who knows what could happen if you suddenly admit that you didn't let the statistics come out that prove that a lot of people are going to die from the vaccine. And then you covered up that a lot of people were dying from the vaccine. Once you're that far down the rabbit hole, you can't turn around. There's no way to ever admit the truth. And that's what's happening. There it is. But I will repeat, the mother truckers of Canada have done it. They've opened the door. And it's no coincidence in the United States, all the governors are giving in right now. The most liberal, crazy, communist nutcases. Gavin Newsom in California, the crazy lady who replaced Cuomo in New York. Our idiotic governor, our clueless, overweight, idiotic governor in Nevada. Steve Sisolak, who's done everything wrong. Every misstep you could ever do, he's done. All of them are saying today, no more mask mandate, no more masks. Sisolak's got a press conference tomorrow, and every rumor is he's announcing no masks tomorrow. And he's got to, because California just said no masks. Illinois just said no masks. New York just said no more masks. So how could Nevada be behind California, Illinois, and New York, most liberal communist states ever seen in the history of the United States? Well, because we've got a governor who is a sack of Sisolak. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Way down the route. Bad to the bone, baby. Bad to the bone. That's what you gotta be to defeat these communist mother truckers. They are vicious. They are evil. They're looking to ban us, censor us, take our jobs away. They're the most horrible people in the world. And you gotta be bad to the bone. Stop fighting this battle like you're playing badminton with Muffy at the country club. Stop bringing knives to gunfights. This is a battle, man. I think the truckers can win this battle. They are uniquely positioned to win this battle. Why? Because every product that liberals and conservatives, by the way, every product that every American needs to survive is brought by truck to the stores. Without the truckers, you got nothing. So all the liberals want to throw them all in jail or throw them all in unvaccinated camps, concentration camps, or send them to some island far away from the United States because they don't like people that are conservative and pro-Trump and unvaccinated and in their mind warped and diseased. Guess what? If you do that, there's no more truckers. If there's no more truckers, you all starve to death. The entire economy collapses. The United States goes into nuclear meltdown. And now nobody has any food. And when no one has any food, gangs are going to be roving all over the countryside like Mad Max to invade your homes and steal what you've got, leave you with nothing. After they've murdered everybody you love. You have no idea how bad it gets without truckers. So truckers are uniquely positioned to stop this nonsense, to stop the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, particularly the vaccine mandates. I mean, I hate the masks. I hate the masks. I'd never want to wear a mask. I barely ever put one on in 2 years. But that's not the point. The point is, the masks don't kill me. They're just miserable feeling, and they make me cough, and they make me feel like I'm suffocating, but the vaccine can kill you. So it's really about the vaccine mandate. That's all the truckers in Canada. They never mention the mask mandate. It's all the vaccine mandates. And nobody's stopping you from getting the vaccine. If you want it, go get it. You know, just get on your knees and pray to the God of vax. Because that's what this is. This is a religious cult of the vaccine. So go ahead and love your sacred vaccine. Instead of praying to Jesus, pray to the vaccine, the God of vaccines. Even though it clearly doesn't work, and everybody's sick in every country of the world that's the most vaccinated, and they're hospitalized and they're dead in record numbers in Israel. They're all vaccinated. They've got the most COVID in the world and the most death in the world from COVID. But go ahead and get vaccinated. But you can't force the rest of us to get vaccinated, and you can't destroy the economy by firing everybody who's unvaccinated. And so we've got to end this now. This can't happen in the United States. Maybe they're a bunch of wussies in Australia. Maybe they're not even maybe. They are a bunch of wussies in Austria and in the rest of Europe. But in the United States of America, we're certainly a lot stronger than Canada is. If the Canadians are willing to blockade the capital, we got to blockade every Democrat capital out of 50 states, all of them, and the capital, Washington, D.C. Nothing good ever comes into or out of Washington, D.C., so blockade it, baby, your heart's content. The sponsor of this show is Energized Health. And John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding, and everybody at the wedding couldn't believe how much younger, healthier, thinner I looked at age 50 than age 60. And they all wanted to know, what did I do? And I pointed to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life, and right now, Energized Health can change yours with a sweetheart deal for Valentine's Day. But you got to sign up by Valentine's Day. Is that next Wednesday? I think it's next Wednesday, right? Oh, it's Monday. This is coming Monday. So you got to sign up by this coming Monday, Valentine's Day. Energized Health is giving you 40% off, and your sweetheart is free. So together, you just think about how much money you're going to save. 40% off for you, and your sweetheart is free. Call Energized Health toll-free, 888-444-8895. Check it out. Find out what it's about, 888-444-8895. Or go to energizedhealth.com. It's the war. Wayne Allyn Root, 40% off, decisive action discount. Plus, your sweetheart is free. Take my word for it. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body, visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle. And that happened in 88 days. So if you start on Valentine's Day or a week after Valentine's Day, 88 days is about 3 months later. So that gives you the rest of February, all of March, all of April, part of May. By summer, well before summer, beach season, you will look like Jack LaLanne. You'll look like Popeye the Sailor Man. And that's what I look like. You know, I'm the Jewish version of Popeye the Sailor Man. Oy vey, exactly. So check it out. Energized Health, 888-444-8895. Great guest coming up around the corner. You've got to hear this story. Great guest coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports increasing restrictions on members of Congress trading stocks. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge or STOCK Act bars members and employees of Congress from using non-public information derived from their official positions to inform stock trading. Pelosi had previously resisted a stock trading ban for members of Congress, telling reporters in December 2021 that we're a free market economy. The White House is set to fund a grant program for the Department of Health and Human Services that will hand out crack pipes to addicts. The taxpayer-funded grant will provide money to local governments and nonprofits to distribute smoking kits that include clean pipes and syringes to help make drug use safer. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Rude. Welcome back to the show. By the way, I want to let everybody know there was a wonderful man who passed away overnight. Rolando Larraz was the publisher of the Las Vegas Tribune, not the Las Vegas RJ or the Las Vegas Sun. There's a third paper in town. It was meant just for conservatives. It was called the Las Vegas Tribune. It was published by Rolando Larraz, and he passed away overnight. I do not have any details as to how or why he passed away, but I know he passed away, and I think that's very sad because he put out a great newspaper, and it was really a shining light for conservatives and patriots. So my heartfelt tribute and sadness and prayers for the family of Rolando Larraz and the Las Vegas Tribune. Rolando, you're a good man, and I know you're up in heaven. Let me mention the sponsor of this show, Fellowship Home Loans, because what's the hottest thing in America today? Buying a home. There's nothing hotter than buying a home. As a matter of fact, nothing hotter than buying a home in Las Vegas. And I don't mean hot as in the heat. I mean hot as in put your house for sale in Las Vegas. You'll have 20 offers in an hour, and every one of them will be above asking price. We have a hot market. I mean, that's why everywhere you go in Las Vegas, every single car has a California license plate. Because the whole California is moving here because nobody can or is willing to pay California state income tax and all the other taxes in California. No one could afford that. I don't care how rich you are. You know, it's kind of like if you're poor, you can't afford it. If you're middle class, you can't afford it. If you're rich, you can afford it, but you don't want to. Because think what you could do with that extra money. If you're rich and you make like $1 million a year, you're giving the government in California $150,000 a year just in income taxes. And if you save that over 10 years, $1.5 million, if you put that in the stock market, at the end of 10 years, it might be $3 or $4 or $5 million. And you gave that to the government for nothing. Screw them. So everybody's moving to California. Everyone's moving to Las Vegas from California. And my friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans, are the ones who provide all the assistance to all the people who are looking to move, whether you're buying, whether you are refinancing, whether you want a VA loan, whether you want a reverse mortgage. They've got all the information. It's not too late to take advantage of the unbelievably, historically low rates, interest rates. Call Mike and Brian. They're my friends. Now they're your friends. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, fellowshiphomeloans.com, or call them at 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wainwright sent you, 800-804-SAVE. Now you have friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian. We got a great guest because she tells you what can happen if we let America get as bad as Europe and as bad as France. How ridiculous. What a situation. Her name is Tamara Kettler, and she is an American citizen who was detained in France because she didn't get her vaccine booster. And she's friends of a friend of a great friend of the show. And they said, you got to hear the story. And I said, well, I got to get her on the show. And she's graciously agreed to be on the show. Tamara Kettler, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for having me tonight.
And I'm sure glad to be back on American soil, right?
I am. Boy, I haven't never been so happy and grateful to be back on American soil as I am
now. Weren't you a little scared? I mean, I would have been scared when they put you in a room almost like a prison cell, and they wouldn't give you food or water, and it's all because you weren't boosted. Maybe they're never going to let you go. Maybe you're going to spend time in a prison cell. Maybe they're going to trap you in Paris. You know, who knows? But thank God they sent you home, so at least you're on American soil, right? I mean, that's the good news.
Yeah, that is the good news. But, yeah, it's truly one of the scariest experiences, and it was definitely one of the most scariest experiences of my life to be taken into custody, basically, there at the last checkpoint at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris after arriving at about 10:25 a.m. Wednesday morning on an all-night flight, and to be taken into the police station there at the airport, to be told you can't enter the country because you don't have your third shot. I was just there 2 weeks prior and had a wonderful time with my twin brother and my sister-in-law and their daughter, and we had so much fun. We wanted to go back and visit Normandy. But to be taken into custody and have all your rights taken away, your money, your passport, your computer, and really not being told what's going on and why they're doing this, it is truly a terrifying experience.
So let me play the role of my audience and ask some simple questions. If I'm in the audience, I'm thinking, Didn't your travel agent, or nowadays no one even has a travel agent, didn't somebody at the American side of the airport, the American airline you flew there on, somebody at the airport, somebody somewhere should have told you, by the way, you need X, Y, and Z to get into the country. Don't take off unless you've got X, Y, and Z, which is, I guess, two vaccines and the booster. Is that the deal?
Right.
When did they pass that mandate in Paris?
I have my two vaccines, which are now 7 months expired. So according to the new France law, if your two vaccines are more than 7 months old, you must have the third shot. But it's very confusing because many of the officials said, regardless of your two vaccines, you must have the third shot. But the thing is, Wayne, is that the U.S. was never informed. The U.S. government, the U.S. embassy in Paris, told me this after I was there already 2 days. They said that France never notified the U.S. government of these new laws, new travel requirements to enter their country, and the airlines were never informed.
Wow.
Well,
how could you have been the only one detained? It must have been hundreds.
Carrier. They were never informed of these changes.
Tamara, there must have been hundreds detained. I mean, you couldn't have been the only one flying to France that didn't have your booster. There must have been lots of people detained all
at
the same time.
That is why, I mean, that's why I said, is this a random check? And they finally admitted to that. That is a random check. That it is absolutely impossible to check every single person coming into France. And why I was detained, I have only one speculation, and that is because I was traveling alone, a female traveling alone. One of the first questions the French police officer asked me when he took my passport and my vaccine card is if I was traveling alone. And I said yes. And then quickly added later that I was meeting my twin brother and his wife. They were coming in on another flight, and we were going to be vacationing again together. And he also asked me, what is my purpose for coming into France, into Paris? And I said, tourism. We're here to enjoy Paris, to go to Normandy, because my father was a World War II pilot. And my sister-in-law, her uncle also served in the U.S. Navy and was on Omaha Beach on D-Day and survived World War II.
And they didn't care.
They didn't care.
You told that to the guards, I mean the security personnel, and they didn't care. There wasn't even a rise at them. Your family fought to keep them
free.
He said,
I can deny you entry right now or you can talk to my supervisor. I said, I'd like to talk to your supervisor. And that's when they took me into the police station and started some process that I was totally unaware of at the time, put me in a locked cell with one other man from Yemen, and I never really understood why he was there. But it's a terrifying experience. They take your phone. I couldn't talk to my brother.
Wow.
Who was coming in on a flight after me, and I was then ultimately transferred to another facility, which is really a tribunal, judicial holding zone. It's like a courthouse jail is what we would really consider it, and I was held there for 2 days. 2 days.
And my understanding was they didn't give you food and water for like 9 hours or something like that. What was the food and water situation?
That is correct. I got my first little Dixie cup of tap water about 9 hours after this ordeal began at the doctor's office at this tribunal facility, jailhouse, where they were taking my blood pressure because my blood pressure was not with me on my hand-carried luggage, and so they were concerned about that, and yeah, that's when I had my first little cup of water. No
Tamara, when you were in the cell, when you were in the prison cell, Wasn't there a guard or someone you could yell for and say, I need water, I need food, are you crazy, I'm not a criminal, I'm an American citizen? There was nobody yes. that you could reach out and grab and say, help me?
I would often remind people that I am an American citizen, and I would just, honestly, it's, you know, you're so, I mean, you're just in such shock. Like, what is happening? What is happening? Why am I being held? And my brother, who is a pilot for an airline, an international airline, mm-hmm. he's a captain of, you know, the A330. They were unable to see me. They were unable to get in touch with me.
Incredible.
And, I mean, it's a very terrifying experience. Finally, they did come over to the tribunal. They were able to get the address from the airline, and they were able to come over to the courthouse jail facility that I was being held at, and they were able to see me. And
hey,
we spent about an hour and a half together.
Tamara, can I interrupt? Just the music's on, and we got to run. Can you hold through the break? I want to get the end of the story on the other side. So stay
Absolutely.
With me. We'll pick it up on the other side and find out how you finally got out of there. And did you get any help from the Biden U.S. Embassy? Do they care about Americans who aren't vaccinated? We'll have more with Tamara Kettler, an American who was held basically prisoner in Paris for not being vaccinated enough. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, Wayne, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than age 50. What did you do? I pointed them to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. The proof isn't just how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and I've kept the fat off for over a year. But don't just take my word for it. I received more fans mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser I've had in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health has a sweetheart deal. My fans get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount, plus your sweetheart is free. But you gotta sign up by Valentine's Day. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. 40% off and your sweetheart is free. EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wayne Ellery, welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this show, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. If you've heard the latest, I mean, the numbers are out. Vitamin D3 Spray is vitamin D3 is amazing, and they've got the Vitamin D3 Spray. But there are all these peer-reviewed studies, let me make sure I say that right, showing mortality rates dropping dramatically if you take, you know, if you have healthy levels of vitamin D, if you take enough vitamin D. And not just, you know, life and death, but also COVID patients who have healthy levels of vitamin D, the death rate drops dramatically. And our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply, and you can take it with you on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, that's the website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root, WAR15. Wayne Allen Root, WAR15. Get it, WAR15, 15% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled small business, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And by the way, there's another story out today. I mean, they just keep coming out about vitamin D and how amazing it is versus illness. I'm trying to find it on short notice before I get back to my guest. Oh, here's the strongest proof yet that vitamin D stops COVID in its tracks. Researchers from Bar-Ilan University, I assume that's in Israel, and the Galey Medical Center, must be Israel, say that vitamin D is so effective at preventing serious illness or death, it can now be predicted how a person will fare based on nothing more than his or her age and vitamin D levels. So I'm just quoting studies here. This has nothing to do with the advertisement, nothing to do with people at the vitamin company. It wasn't provided to me by Sons of Liberty, but it just is a story I was going to talk about today anyway. So very interesting. That's how important vitamin D is. Let's get back to our guest, Tamara Kettler. Coming to us from the East Coast, she was detained in France, an American citizen, for not having her vaccine booster. She has the first 2 shots, but just because she didn't have a booster, they literally treated her like a criminal and like a prisoner and stuck her in a prison cell and gave her no food and water for many, many hours and took away her passport, IDs, money, computer, and cell phone. How bad were the conditions, by the way, Tamara?
Well, it's really I mean, the first holding cell that they put me in, it's, you know, paint chipped everywhere. People have, like, scribbled or, you know, scratched their names in the bench. I mean, it's...
It's a prison. It's a, I get it.
It's a,
yeah.
It's a jail cell. It's a jail
dirty
cell.
Prison cell. Yeah, I get it. I get it. So how did you finally get released? Did the U.S. Embassy provide you any help?
Well, unfortunately, no. The U.S. Embassy, my brother, my sister-in-law called constantly, constantly, constantly until they finally got someone, Jerome Epping. He's the deputy consulate,
okay.
General for the U.S. Citizen Relations at the U.S. Embassy in Paris. He was the most responsive. But even when he called me on Thursday, my second day in custody, he said, he assured me and reassured me that I had done nothing, that they had put these first, and that no one was made aware of them, so I had done nothing wrong. He said, even though I know it's not helpful, I still can't do anything because it's French law. And so really, unfortunately, the U.S. Embassy was of little to no help because it still is so perplexing to me why I was held. If they don't want me in their country because I don't have the third vaccine, then just turn me around and put me on the next flight to New York.
Well, eventually that's what they did, right? Eventually, they did that after.
They did, but why hold me for 2 days with such abuse and anguish, you know, being held like a criminal, treated like a criminal, not knowing what's happening, why is this happening?
Because they're vicious.
I mean, if I'm not vaccinated, don't keep me in your, you know, holding cells.
Yeah, listen, Tamara.
On a plane.
Tamara, they're nasty. They're obviously French bureaucrats, and they don't care. They probably don't like Americans. They don't like that we saved them in World War II. They're known for having nasty attitudes in France. And here's what they don't seem to understand. If the word gets out about this, and if it becomes a big thing, tourism to France could get completely shut down from the United States of America. And if that happens, guess what? They're going to go broke. So it's a pretty stupid and short-sighted way to treat an American tourist, you know?
Right. And the reason for coming into the country, tourism wasn't good enough. I had to be coming on important business. I had to be coming to visit a sick relative. Well, honestly, what's the difference? I still have the same number of vaccines.
Right, right. No, it's a sad situation.
And
look,
I just
the
want to say real quick, Wayne, if I have a second. Okay, ironically, while I was talking to a couple of police while I was in custody, the few that did say this were like, this is terrible, what's happening to
you? Of course.
Actually, one of the doctors they took me to at the airport to administer my medicine to me at about 1:30 in the morning, Thursday morning.
Wow.
She practically had tears in her eyes. She said,
Tamara, we got to run. Tamara Kettler, an American detained in Paris, France, never got to Paris, France, detained at the airport for not having the third shot, the booster shot. No one ever told anyone in America or the American embassy. Crazy situation. I think we should all boycott French tourism, I'll tell you what.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.